Hey everyone, it's a fresh episode of the podcast. This one was recorded from a few weeks back, actually when Jason Williams was in the country for about a week or so. I had the great pleasure of being around him and being able to interview him a few times, actually. Once for a super special video that's yet to come out, and that's, well, I'm going to be posting about it very, very soon. That's something special that, you know, we'd been working on for a real, real long time now. Jason really helps us launch something very exciting. Another time was when he visited the Titan store in Conrad, and we were able to host him there with some Titan customers, our teams, some athletes, and things like that. And of course, this interview, which you'll be hearing in a few moments, was recorded live and direct at the AXA headquarters. We've had a great, great partnership with AXA. I personally have had a great partnership with AXA over the last few years, dating back to, I think, 2018, 2019, if I'm not mistaken, maybe even before that, and just working on a lot of fun, really exciting NBA stuff together. Last year, AXA and Slam flew out to Boston to witness the NBA Finals. We were there in the building when Steph Curry completely lost his mind in Game 4 and turned that final series around. We were there in the building for Game 3 when all of Boston shook with the Celtic fans chanting at Draymond Green. And I don't want to give away too much, but we're excited for what myself, Slam Philippines, and AXA will continue to do the rest of this NBA season and beyond. You can find out all of those things here on the podcast and on social. It's at Nico RMS for me, at Slam Online PH, at AXA.Philippines. They are the official insurance partner of the NBA. All right, let's get to our conversation with a legend, Jason Williams. The Call to Arms pod, produced, as always, and made possible by the amigo Toby from HR. Original art is by Mr. Melvin Roda, supervised by the one, the only, Alan Martin. And original music is a track called Tropical Vikings by Careless Music Manila. My name is Nico Ramos, and this is the Call to Arms podcast. Let's go.
Something going on around the islands. Money flowing wherever I've been promised. Just another Viking in the tropics. Taking over, trying to stop this novice. Make it killing, I'm finna conquer. I'm a dreamer, the floor is lava. Something going on around the islands.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We are live and direct from the AXA headquarters here in Makati City in the Philippines. My name is Nico Ramos, but with me, like, I need to introduce him to the hundreds and thousands and maybe millions of amateur point guards in the Philippines who've tried once, twice, 3,000 times to handle the rock like he did. The one and only, the NBA legend, Mr. Jason Williams. Thank you very much, Jay Will, for making time. We appreciate you doing this.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So there's basketball coaches all around the Philippines, who'd like to have a word with you, because I think that there is a full generation of kids like myself who skipped all the fundamentals and tried to go straight into dribbling the ball like you did. So as much as you changed the game for, you know, basketball aspirants like myself, I think there are coaches out there who said more than once, "You're not Jay Will! Stop trying to be like Jay Will!" This must be a common occurrence for you.
You know, if you kids would have practiced all the fundamentals and things like that first, before you started doing the behind the back passes and things like that, I think you'd have been okay.
That's something though that, you know, you look back at the tape, right, of the career highlights that you have, and, you know, you kind of go through the YouTube mixtapes of all of the NBA legends. Yours really stands out because it's kind of ironic to see such a fast, super creative type of player in grainy footage, because I feel like your highlights should be in 4K. Do you watch the game now and you're like, man, if these guys are doing this now, I know it's because there were a couple of bricks I laid down as the foundation for how today's game is going.
No, I don't look at the game that way. You know, I just went out and played, and these guys today are so much better and more athletic than when I played. You know, not specifically me. You know, just, I'm not on these guys' level. You know, today there's the athleticism and the way they shoot, and some of them can handle the ball pretty well. Like I said, they're leaps and bounds ahead of me.
It's really a fun
conversation anytime we meet an NBA legend, and they're so appreciative of where the game is today. Obviously, there's wishing it was the way it was when you were playing, and then there's also appreciation for the game as it is now. Those are two completely different games almost that we're seeing. When you're sitting at home, when you're relaxing, we're not bombarding you with interviews like this, and you're just enjoying an NBA game, what are you looking for? What are you cheering for? Like what kind of gets you up and be like, oh yeah, that's what I like to see?
I mean, I think the game is in a great spot right now with the talent they have and the direction of the game. A lot of points is what all the fans want to see, and that's where we are. People don't want to see people shoot guys shooting foul shots the whole games and referees blowing the whistles and things like that. So, like I said, I think the game's in good hands, and it's only going to keep getting better.
I want to time travel a little bit to when you were in the league and when you were, you know, in the middle of that long run of putting together one of the best highlight reels, especially as a passer, that the NBA has ever seen. Were you the type of guy that had a single type of routine walking into an NBA game? Was your mindset in such a way that there were specific steps that you had to do to get yourself prepared to go out there and perform with the best?
Not really. You know, a lot of guys do have superstitions and things like that, and their things are set each game day. But for me, it's just like whichever way the wind blows, bro. Like, it's whatever, you know. So I just want to be ready for when the game starts and try to get it going that way.
It's free flowing from the jump all the way to between the lines. Your style of play, that's also your style of preparation.
Well, that's the way I live my life. So why change just for a game of basketball?
That's actually, I'm not sure you understand how insightful and inspiring that is. I'm almost going to get that tattooed like on my back. Your rookie year. Well, let's go back. Rookie year with the Sacramento Kings. I'm biased to it because as part of the Slam family here in Slam Philippines, there is the iconic Slam cover of yourself. Beautiful locks, by the way.
That's right.
We got to talk about hair product next. But you make this out of nowhere run and push to almost be Rookie of the Year and get a lot of votes and I think really come out of nowhere. Was that the feeling when you were a rookie? That did you feel like you were coming out of nowhere? Did you feel like you were catching people by surprise and they weren't maybe expecting that type of play from you in your first year?
For sure, we caught a lot of people by surprise in Sacramento that year. And I don't think anyone knew who I specifically was, but my teammates, for sure, they knew who they were prior to that season. And you know, we did catch a lot of people by surprise. By just the way we played, you know, it was a lot of fun to watch, but it was more fun to play.
I bet. A lot of it, though, is because you were just so confident, maybe even fearless is the word, you know. Were you fearless out there as a rookie going up against the world's best players? Because it certainly looked like that from where we were sitting.
Well, I mean, it depends on what fearless means to you, you know. Like, I mean, I wasn't scared of anyone that I was playing against or anything like that, but sometimes I caught myself in situations that I never thought I would be in, you know, coming from where I'm from. But then again, I look at my teammates, and these guys are just as good as those guys, so it was all good then.
So you know, he's someone who's been here to the Philippines a lot and someone who always shows love. I have a lot of love for him. He maybe wouldn't want me to bring this up, but so when you drop GP, the way you drop GP, and you're running down cool as ice, going like, yeah, no, that's what I just did. Was there a little kid in you going like, oh my God, just drop Gary Payton?
For sure there was, but what people don't know is how much trash he was talking up to that point, you know. And then after that, it was just like silence, you know. But I had a couple of teammates that was talking trash for me. I would never ever fix my mouth to say anything to Gary Payton because that's the glove, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just me. Too much respect to say anything, but. But yeah, he was talking a lot, but not much since.
I remember him being here in the Philippines and me actually bringing that up to him in private off camera. So I was like, hey, GP, I was like, you were talking smack to J. Will the game you got dropped. He was like, I was talking smack up until I got dropped.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I was like, oh, yeah.
Right.
So, you know, it's there's various ways people communicate. You just do it with a basketball.
I mean, I can't talk trash to a Hall of Fame dude. I mean, I'm just me. That's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, and then good luck to him, like on a fast break one-on-one.
Oh, yeah,
like
he got no chance.
The pettiest thing about that entire move, though, is the floater at the end. Right. So you could have laid it up, but you were like, nah, here. Watch it slowly float up
sometimes,
and then go
sometimes
down.
Sometimes I added a little extra.
Sometimes yeah. Jason Williams adds a little extra. Not all the time, but just sometimes. As I said, the assists are really what we remember. I don't think that there's a lot of NBA players that have taken as much pride as you have in dishing out assists while you were playing, and maybe not even assists, just making the right pass, because sometimes that doesn't lead to a stat for you. Now that you've become, you know, in your journey, you became a vet, you've become a champion, you're now an ambassador of the league and the game, traveling around the world. What are the ways that you're finding you're assisting to a new generation of players or fans?
Oh man, I don't know if it's to assisting new generation of players, because the game's changed so much. You know, it's just a different game for point guards and centers and things like that. It's just so different. I don't know if we have time to explain that, but I do enjoy traveling to different cities, different countries, and meeting different people and seeing how you guys live and the cultures you guys live in and things like that. It is fun to me, and it's different and it's eye popping. And this little round ball, man, has brought me a lot of places, and I've gotten to meet a lot of different people, and it's kind of crazy to me that this basketball has been able to do this, and I don't take any of it for granted, and I'm thankful for it. I just wish the flights were a little bit shorter.
maybe you just have to make your stays a little bit longer.
Well, maybe that too, but I got kids and a wife. That'll be a little difficult.
Hey, as someone with an 18-month-old yeah. and a wife who just asked me where I am, you know, and what time I'm getting home, and I'm like, I want to say it's 2 in the afternoon, but instead I said soon.
That's right. Soon. That's right.
So, okay, everybody with kids and family, they understand. Right. But what you just mentioned, you know, and maybe a little bit about your family life, that all adds up to, you know, how you take care of yourself, how you keep yourself well, right? And wellness is such a big, broad term that our friends over here at AXA is, you know, that's their North Star. That's really what they want to drive, not just to their employees, their team, but you know, their partners and the people that are supportive of their business, right? Is there anything that you've learned throughout your journey that you found is very, very helpful to your self-care, to your wellness?
You know, there's a lot of different things that I've learned and probably haven't learned as well. But I think, you know, the most important thing to me that I would tell like a kid, I don't really like talking to adults because they're adults. They're going to think what they think already, right? So, but kids, I think whatever you choose to do and whatever you're doing is just, you know, obviously give 100%, but you got to have fun. You know, it's not like I talk to too many people that wake up and they're like, oh man, I got to go to work today. You know, I was fortunate enough to play in the NBA, and I know everybody can't play in the NBA, but there's something out there that you like that you can find to do. So I think that's the most important thing is to enjoy whatever you choose to do.
And, you know, this part of your career now as an ambassador of the game, that's something you're drawing a lot of fun from?
For sure. Like I said, other than those long, long flights, but Philippine Airlines, give a shout out to Philippine Airlines. They took care of us on this flight. They were great.
Cut the check, pal. Cut the check. Here's the next thing I want to bring up, because it's off the iPad, but I'm not sure the next time I'm going to talk to you, so I'm going to make the most of it. You won a championship with a very talented player, and James Posey, right? I'm not sure how often you get asked about James Posey. Maybe you get asked this a lot. Maybe this has never been asked before. I've been wanting to ask you this for decades. No exaggeration. Decades, sir. I've wanted to ask you about James Posey. You and James Posey, you guys won a title together. You guys cool?
Of course.
Why, when, and this is what I'm bringing up, you're coming down the lane, it's the year 2000, you're about to do something no one else has ever done before. Off the corner of your eye, on the left side, I don't know how you're able to do it, you spot Rafe LaFrance. Rafe is running down. Lamar Odom, deer in the headlights, got no idea what you're about to do.
Right.
You throw it behind your back, nope! Elbow comes, other side, hits Rafe perfectly in the pocket, right? It's an all-star game. What's James Posey doing fouling Rafe LaFrance and not letting him finish it to get the assist? This has bothered me for decades. The elbow pass should have been an assist. It's the greatest pass ever thrown on an NBA floor, except James Posey decided, I'm gonna foul this guy right now on an All-Star game. Here's the kicker. They were teammates. They were both Nuggets. As you see, obviously this doesn't bother you, but I've been obsessed about this, and I've been waiting years to ask you this question.
I can see.
Sorry if I got a little carried.
No, that's okay. That's okay. You know, I'll DM him as soon as we get through here, and I'll ask him, and I'll see you again this weekend and see if he has an answer.
If he has any plans of coming to the Philippines, though, can you not say my name? Just like it was some dude who asked me, because.
Well, no, I'd rather say your name.
Really, I got really upset about it, and then now I'm not ready.
Oh, because I think it would be better if he knows your name and knows how upset you got. See, I think that's the problem in today's society. Just be real, you know what I mean?
I take everything back now. Mr. Posey, you know what? You know what, though? That was back in the day when All-Star games meant something to people, and there were no easy baskets, and he played defense. So I'm going to do a whole 180 right now, and you know what? James Posey playing the right way at the All-Star game, teammate or not.
Pose. Out of here.
I'm genuinely afraid that he'll come knocking on my door. The people at the NBA, they will tell him where I live, because...
Pose ain't gonna do nothing.
But years later, Lindsey Whalen is the recipient of the elbow pass in another All-Star game, and it finally gets completed, and it's an assist. How many people have showed you their elbow pass? Or how many people have tried to throw you an elbow pass?
A lot of people have tried it, you know, and I tell people all the time, I've probably tried it thousands upon thousands of times in my life and only been successful like two or three. So keep trying, bro, until you get it, man. One day it's going to happen. I promise.
The first time you tried that, did you think it was going to be this big of a deal? Because it's decades later. You got kids in the Philippines like me all upset about it. Calling out James Posey in public.
No, for sure. I never thought anything about that. If I'd have known it would have made you this upset, I wouldn't even have tried.
No, don't take that from me. That's a great. I think it's because you don't know how many kids shave their heads the moment you shaved your head. How many kids in the Philippines did that? How many times I took a marker and tried to replicate your tattoos on the knuckles and things like that? How many of us fought over who would wear number 55 on just like street leagues, corner leagues, just makeshift uniforms on random courts, because as a creative, fun-loving point guard, you've actually come to like your kingdom. Like you are royalty here because there's generations of kids here. We're a nation of point guards. Our average height is 5'5" on a good day. So, you know, I hope that during your stay here, you're able to realize just how big of an impact you have with people here.
Man, I hope I do too, you know, and I don't look at myself that way, you know, like you said, all that, man. I appreciate that, and I appreciate the Philippine kids showing me love like that. I just wish I could still play. Maybe I could get on the court and hoop with them.
Hey, there's a very small percentage of us here who actually can play, but a very large percentage of us who actually do try and play. So you know, there's no stopping people here. Before maybe we wrap up, I want to circle back on the wellness part of it and how you've been able to really achieve, you know, the pinnacle of success in the NBA. Do you recall a moment in your career where you felt like you were the best version of yourself?
You know, I want to say throughout my whole career, I think when you're in the NBA, I think you got to think like that, because every year there's, I don't know how many teams are in, you know, that get draft picks every year, because every team doesn't get a draft pick every year, but some get two, some get four, some get five. But every year there's some kids or some older guys from overseas that are trying to replace you. So it's like once you get to the NBA, everybody was good the year prior to the NBA. So once you get there, you just got to keep getting better, or they're trying to replace you. So just realizing that at an early age in my career helped me out.
And something that we always want to try to understand as best as we can. There's no way that someone who doesn't experience this specific moment will get to understand it. But when the buzzer sounds and the confetti starts falling, and you know, for sure, you are finally an NBA champion, what's the first thought? What's the first feeling. Is that something that you can still picture in your mind right now, the very end of that last game, knowing that, you know, that's it, you're at the summit?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's a feeling that can't be explained, you know, and I can't really describe it either. You have to be there
right.
to really feel it, you know. What I'm saying to myself, I can't say on camera, you know. There's but it's just like a lot of doubters, you know. It was more so really like sticking it to them as opposed to being happy for myself, in which I should have been happy for myself, because to hell with the doubters, you know what I'm saying?
Is that something now that you find yourself, as you said, you love talking to kids, young players, is that something now that you're able to share with them? Because the journey of your career has been riddled with people saying, yes, but,
right.
yes, he's fun, but yes, he's up-tempo, exciting, but is he a winning player? All the way to you get traded, all the counting numbers go up. You get traded to, you find your way over to Miami, championship point guard. Actually, you know, on one of the more systematic, slowdown offenses of that time because of who you had on your team. And, you know, you showed your versatility as a skill set. So now when you're talking to young players, is that to hell with the doubters piece of advice something you find yourself sharing more?
For sure. Maybe not in those certain words to the kids. But for sure, tell them as long as their teammates and their coaches know that they're trying to win, and they make a mistake by throwing a behind the back pass or something. As long as they know they're not trying to do that on purpose, then just keep doing what you do. And as long as you practice those things, please, I think kids should feel free to do those things as long as they're practicing them.
And I think that brings us back full circle to the very first thing that you said when we sat down here, is that, you know, if you study the fundamentals first, you get that down and you practice it, a behind-the-back pass, like, there's a behind-the-back pass from you and there's a behind-the-back pass from anyone else who's
right.
doing it just to be flashy.
Right. It's just like there's a good golf swing from these good players and then there's my golf swing. You know what I mean? There's a total different.
Levels to it.
That's correct. Levels to everything.
There's levels to everything, and you, sir, are on a level all your own, especially here in the Philippines, where the longer you stay here, the longer you'll have people like me who are hyper-obsessed over one all-star pass you threw years and years ago, or someone else will bring up a different highlight that you pulled off, or just the overall impact and influence you had over basketball-obsessed and basketball-loving people here. And we really do hope that you enjoy your stay, and we appreciate you taking time.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me, and like I want to stay as long as I can and as long as you guys will have me, and I can't wait to come back again. And Posey, we're coming for you, bro.
You should let Rafe dunk it. Just let Rafe dunk it.
That's right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Jay Will, ladies and gentlemen.
There it is, folks. Thanks a lot to the NBA. Thank you to AXA Philippines. Thank you to Jason Williams for making time and making a stop on the podcast. You can catch up on everything that myself, Slam, and AXA are cooking up around the NBA. I'm telling you, really exciting stuff. We're going places. On all of our social channels, it's at NicoRMS, it's at SlamOnlinePH, and it's at AXA.Philippines. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast and you've made it this far, I got a special little treat for you. As you know, the podcast and Slam, we've been working with Titan to celebrate the LeBron 20, which, in all honesty, is really sparked this new revolution of basketball footwear, specifically with Nike signature shoes. And it's really injected a lot of fun, energy, stories, and really a lot of renewed interest in basketball sneakers. And if that's not what this podcast is all about, then I don't know what is. We've been giving away pairs of the LeBron 20 every time a new colorway drops over at Titan. We will continue to do that through this episode. And that's because you've listened to it up until this point of the podcast. Because you finished the pod, then this is what you're going to do. You're going to go to your Instagram stories. You're going to share a screenshot, or you're going to go to Spotify and share that you're listening to the podcast. You're going to put in your name. You're going to put in your U.S. men's size. So, you know, if you're a women's size 9, that would make you a men's size 7.5. My math is right on that. Trust me. I work in sneakers. or double check. You know what? Don't trust me. Put that up on Instagram and make sure you tag us, right? So just make sure you tag at NicoRMS, tag at SlamOnlinePH, at Titan_22, and tag our friends from AXA as well, at AXA.Philippines. And we'll drop a little bit of an Easter egg, right? So this one's hidden at the very, very end of the episode for the people who actually really support and listen to the podcast. So at the end of it, just drop in elbow pass wellness, right? So that's the random keyword that we're putting in. Make sure that your Instagram story includes the words elbow pass wellness, and then you join in the draw and you stand a great chance of winning a pair of those LeBron 20s from our friends from Titan. There you go. Fresh pod episode coming up very, very soon. You never know who's coming up next. It's playoff season. There's a lot of exciting stuff happening around the NBA. So do not go anywhere. There's a lot of FIBA World Cup energy that's coming in the pipeline as well. I don't want to give away too much. But thank you very much, as always, for supporting. I'll catch you guys again very, very soon.
I want a million lives. I want a billion profits when all that I got is a villainous mind. I keep a real in the pocket while you hear the venomous lies. I do not speak like a prophet because I got a million styles. Let's see what's really inside. Pulling over in the whip, flying out another trip.